Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the iOS show. Normally, we do this show, which is mainly support, kind of floating around iOS news stories and things like that. But tonight, we've said, Tonight, we've decided to do something a little bit different. We normally have a section at the end of the show called Support Stockings or Trouble Gusset. In fact, that would maybe be something we should deal with right now. Should it be called Support Stockings or should it be called Trouble Gusset? Can we have a cheer either direction? This is our support section at the end of the show. So those of you who believe our support section should be called Support Stockings, give us a cheer now. Everybody likes it.
That's good. Support Stockings all the way.
And those who think they should... Which one did I just do?
Support Stockings.
Right, so Trouble Gusset. Who should be thinks it should be called Trouble Gusset?
Yay!
There we go. So that's that one finished. So we're going to do a Trouble Gusset special tonight. The idea that we're going to try and do here, I've got a few questions that have come in over email and Twitter and things like that. But if you've got a question about iOS and you want to ask the collected masses here, then please grab a microphone. There's three down the bottom there. Push me or Will or Andy out of the way, and that'll be good. Actually, I should maybe mention who's on the microphones here. From sunny Edinburgh, I believe, which is quite different from down here, we have Ian. How are you this evening?
I can tell you, Paul, it's far from sunny up here.
Right, okay. Are you good tonight?
Yeah, fine.
Good, good, good. And we've also got, rarely seen other than on the first episode, Andy on the iOS show tonight. How are you?
I'm great, mate. Yeah, finally making an appearance.
Well, it actually turns out we have to actually ring fence you in some way for to get you on the show.
I've been locked up in the secret bunker for a while, so...
And finally, we have Will Green. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. Why have you invited me on the show? I know nothing about this subject.
Comedy value.
Oh, okay then. I do know a little bit.
Well, that's great as well, but, you know, it's comedy value primarily.
Yeah, but my little bit of knowledge shouldn't be laughed at.
No. Will's little bit should not be laughed at.
Yes.
Right, okay, we're going to put... Has anybody got a question to start with, or should I warm you up with some ones that have actually been sent in to us? I'm going to go with some ones that have been sent in to us. So the first one is, the battery life is horrendous in my iPhone. What can I do? Panel, collected panel, what can we do about that?
Not use it. Switch it off.
Juice pack. So there's nothing you can actually do to fix the battery life on your actual phone?
There are a few things. I'm trying to remember them off the top of my head now, but turn off location services for anything that doesn't really need it is a good one, because location services can suck juice like nothing else. And there's a setting in the options as well, which I can't remember where it is, but it's something to do with automatically set time zone depending on your location. So as you're moving around, the iPhone, without popping up the little location services icon, is working out where you are, so it can set your clock correctly, which is utterly pointless. So turning that off can make a big difference.
Well, it's maybe pointless. It got a point to if you're moving about the country quite a bit or moving about the world.
Yeah, but most people aren't.
That's fair point. So switch off location services. Any other thoughts? Mophie, juice packs, that kind of thing?
Juice packs, definitely.
What's a juice pack?
Wi-Fi, 3G off as much as possible. Barely.
What is that then?
So I've seen a few of them here. Has anybody got one that they can show Will what a juice pack is? There is a few floating about. There we go. It's basically a case that's a battery.
They have a beautiful new one that's ruggedized with a huge battery in it.
That sounds good to me.
All right, okay.
Okay, every once in a while I've come across a couple of apps. They're not supposed to be working in the background, but when they are on in the background, they suck battery life like mad. For me, ESPN tends to do that. If I turn it off, it still gives me the notifications when my teams finish up for the day, but it doesn't suck battery life. But for some reason, when it's on, when I've gone to it and checked the scores and it's on in the background, it sucks battery life. So start turning them off in the background and see which ones are sucking battery life, because there might be one or two of your apps that are doing this.
Yep, good suggestion there. So basically, look at your apps, get rid of the stuff that's taking up too much battery, and that should do you. Worst case scenario, get a juice pack. The next question we've got
Hang on a minute. I've got one.
Oh, sorry. You made it very clear you didn't have much to do here. So.
Well, no, I do know a good one. You think I'll take the mic now, but genuinely, if you set your wallpaper to black It's a bit sinister, I appreciate this. But if you set it to black, it makes a huge difference because of the white... I don't know, the electricity that's... It's technical. It's the electricity that's needed to generate the white sort of background thing. It's been proven. I'm going to shut up now.
I'm going to take issue with that, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Well, you can turn your brightness down as well, Twitch.
Yeah, brightness down can make a big difference. But black on an LCD depending on what you've got on your screen, it can still take up as much battery as white because the backlight is always on an LCD. It's only taking the backlight down that saves the battery. And the only other thing is if you turn off push notifications, if you've got push notifications, then it's always kind of checking for them. So the fewer push notifications you've got, the longer the battery life you'll get.
See, all these suggestions are all very well, but they're all functions that your phone should be able to do.
Well, there are things you can do. I mean, if you put it into airplane mode, that cuts out most of the things that you're using the radios for. So that takes away all those services and gives you an easy way of turning them all on and off in one go.
Okay. But I still go back to the fact that all these things are things that my phone should be able to do without me not having a phone at the end of the day.
Should be, but can't do all day long on one battery.
Okay. So then in that scenario, you need a juice pack. Cool. This actually moves quite swiftly on to the next one. Should I have location services enabled permanently?
No.
Okay. That was easy. We'll move on. Anybody got to go into any more detail there?
The reasons we've just described, if you've got it on all the time, it's constantly pinging either the 3G or the GPS or the Wi-Fi to look for where exactly are you now? Have you moved? Are you there now? Where are you now? Where are you now? That's what it's doing all day long. And all of those activities use... The radios, therefore, they use lots more power than just being in its regular setting.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, you can imagine the iPhone being very confused. It just keeps on going, where am I? What's going on? Where am I?
Which sucks bad. So, Will, would you like to add to that? I didn't want to jump onto the next one.
No. My wife asked me where I am. That's the first... When the phone rings. Where are you? What do you do? I'm thinking. So, and that's nothing to do with...
With anything really to do with the
technology side of things, but there we are.
Is that really what the Will Green app's for? To keep track of where you are?
Yeah, to keep track of where I am, yeah.
Sightings of Will Green. Have you seen this man? Click.
Oh, can we do the Don McAllister impression from the Will Green app?
Oh, I think that's been licensed, hasn't it? Don, can you do the Don McAllister impression? Go on, do it. Go on, Don. Oh, come on. Come on, Don. You can, you're really good at it.
He's not as good as Will.
Hello, this is Don McAllister. Not a lot. It's not Paul Daniels. That is a genuine Liverpool accent.
Oh, great. The next one. I just discovered RSS. What are the good tools for consuming RSS? Does everybody know what RSS is to begin with? Do we need to explain what RSS is?
Reader.
Reader
on the iPad.
Cool. Any other thoughts? Or is Reader the ultimate?
Reader's pretty much the best one out there.
Mr. Reader.
Yeah.
Was that not a song by the Stereophonics?
Yeah. Mr. Writer. That was a great song, wasn't it?
What's the benefits of Mr. Reader over Reader?
It's got the word Mr. on the front.
You have to watch the screencast to find out.
It's mainly just the UI is different. You know, it's, I find it pleasanter on the eye and easier to keep track of stuff as well.
Okay.
One thing I actually use is I use multiple RSS readers for different topic areas. So it's easier for me to categorize stuff by having them in different RSS readers so that I've got tech news in one, something else in another, rather than trying to deal with the UIs on certain RSS readers. I just know that if I go into this one, that's going to be that particular subset of things and another one's going to do another thing because the majority of them do pretty much the same thing.
You haven't got children, have you?
No.
I haven't got a list of RSS feeds. I've got a list of questions and jobs that I need to do for my toddler and baby and wife. God, I remember when I was young. You know, what a long time ago that was. Go on, sorry.
Sorry, the only other one I would add is I've just forgotten the name of it. Flipboard would be the other thing I'd say would be good for RSS. You can add all kinds of feeds to that, but it supports RSS. And if you kind of prefer a more visual experience for your RSS feed, it's quite a good one, especially on the iPad. I think it's only on the iPad, in fact.
You can actually pull in your Google Reader feed into Flipboard as well in that one. It's also coming out on Android at some point in the future, but we don't really care about that in this show. It's irrelevant as far as we're concerned.
I recommend Zite for the same thing as well, actually.
Zite?
Yeah.
Is that a similar thing to Flipboard?
It does a similar thing to Flipboard. I think it looks slightly better and performs its tasks slightly better as well.
Hmm. Cool.
Thank you to Carl for that, because he brought me to it.
Okay. Have I warmed up the audience yet? Have we got a question from the audience around your iOS device? Make one up. I don't care. Come on. Go. You're holding the microphone, Dr. Happy Mag. Let's have a question. That was a bit of a hospital pass then. I've got a question. Oh, yeah, Steve, fire on.
What is the difference between iOS and Android?
Discuss, gentlemen.
About £500.
It's prettier. That's as much as I can do.
It has more sensible version numbers.
Yeah, it's prettier. I'm going to go with that.
Seriously, is there no real difference now between the two?
There's not a huge amount of difference. They use very similar interfaces. And you know, of course, Android's stolen a huge amount of patents from Apple for create their interface. You know, so.
Yeah, only one
lawyer talk, boy.
Only one of them ripped off Java.
For those exact reasons. For the reasons that it's beautiful and it's lovely and it's amazing to use. The UI is incredible. Apart from the fact that whenever you get in a loop... They ripped off a huge amount of the UI. They didn't do it as pretty. Look at the phone apps. They're not quite as pretty. Just the slightly different rounded curves in the phone. any other questions from the crowd?
Yes. Why can I sign in with a different email address with iMessage on my iPad?
Why can't you sign in with a different email address and iMessage on your iPad?
My iMessage accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I can only seem to sign in with the same one that uses my Apple ID.
Because it's associated with your Apple ID. That's
confuses
that's
the hell out of me. That does.
No, you can add other ones. If you log into Apple's ID services on their website, you can add other email addresses that are associated with the same accounts. You can pick whichever one you want.
Ah, wicked! I'll have a go at that.
Doesn't always work though. I've tried this. I've done Will at British Mac and BritishMac at Mac.com. And sometimes it likes it and sometimes it doesn't. It's a bit iffy, I think, is probably the answer.
iMessage generally is a bit iffy.
It's a little bit awkward. Yeah, I've had problems with it when you change SIM cards as well, that you'll get randomly things showing up as text messages or a different conversation stream.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's there's still some bugs in there, it seems.
Yeah, messages on OS 10 is buggy as anything, as compared to the one on the iPad.
It's horrendous.
Yeah, I just think the whole thing's kind of gone.
And it all goes a bit weird when you've used the iPad and you go back to the iMessage on your laptop and suddenly you see it updating with all the other feeds. And you think, where that's come from? And you realise it's what you were chatting on the other device.
And
the weirdest thing in the world.
Sorry. Okay. Just the weird thing between mobile numbers and email addresses. That's another strange thing, isn't it?
Well, they are supposedly being unified, so that will go away with iOS 6.
Right, okay. Because I suppose, to be fair to it, it's still in beta, isn't it? Isn't it?
It is.
Messages, well, on the Mac side of things, it's in beta. On the iPad side of things, it's supposedly normal. But, yeah, the whole unified phone number versus Apple ID thing will go away with iOS 6. So that'll bring anything under the same actual account. As long as the email addresses are registered to the Apple ID, everything will revolve around the Apple ID and your phone number would be one unified account.
So you'd have to register your... phone number.
You don't have to register it. It'll take that from the device you're using. I don't know exactly what they're doing to link the two, but they've said at WWDC that it'll be a unified account. So there won't be a separate phone number from your iPhone versus your Apple ID login. It'll be one unified login, so all messages will go to that one login.
Doesn't it blow your mind, though? It's getting a bit confusing because I've got like an at Mac.com and at me.com and at what's the new one?
iCloud.
iCloud. That's and it's just getting a bit strange, isn't it? There's just too much going on. Maybe they're going to unify it shortly, but it does really need sorting out, doesn't it? Almost as if they say they force you to drop your .Mac account, you drop your MobileMe, stuff like that, because it just drives me. I got another point. I got another point. How does it work that you can have two iTunes accounts connected to the same email address, but you get different iTunes account names? So I got two of them. So I've got, like, if I forget, so I've got half my apps and purchases on one email address, and I've got another lot on another.
Mm.
Makes no sense.
No, and you can't merge them.
No, you can't merge them.
No,
you can't merge them.
No, the suggestion I asked Apple support about that, and the suggestion they made was, well, you could just rebuy them all in the new account.
That's poor, isn't it? I mean, surely it can't be that difficult to merge. I mean, because they say you can re-download music, like in the past, back in the day, that before this new thing.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to vent some spleen about this right now.
I don't even remember what that was in answer to what question that was. What was your one? It was your one.
It was my thing about messages, yeah.
Yes, yes. Generally, messages is broken, I think, is the answer to your question. The next one I've got here is, I want to stop carrying about a notepad everywhere. What are some good tools to use to replace a paper notebook? Discuss.
There's loads of good tools on the iPad. Awesome Note is my favorite note-taking to-do whatever app on the iPad.
Mm-hmm. Awesome Note, is that like a to-do list?
Yeah, it gives you the abilities of a to-do list splitting up your notes into various categories. The UI is really nice. It's differentiating the various groups of things you've got. You've got different stationery you can apply to different tasks. So, to easily visually identify what it is you're actually looking at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ian, do you have any suggestions around that one?
Yeah, I mean, if you like kind of just like a plain notepad, then I use one called, I'm trying to think what it's called. It's by Wacom. So if you search,
is it
and
on
just
paper?
Look it up.
Bamboo.
No,
it's bamboo.
Yes, it's bamboo. That's right. It's a bit like paper, but it's a bit less artsy. It's quite good for kind of slightly more technical sketches, I guess. But the responsiveness is quite good because it's made by Wacom. So I use that for kind of sketching stuff out. I don't tend to take notes in the same way on my iOS devices. So no good for that. I'm not.
Yes, Paul, you got a thought?
Well, what I was going to say was, from the visual side of things with a notepad, I do like bamboo, it's okay. I like paper by 53, although it's got a stupid name, because if you want to search for it, you have to put in paper by 53. There's another one called Clibe, or it might be called MyClibe, I can't remember,
right.
which is an even stupider name, which is C-L-I-B-E, which is quite nice. I like it. It's like paper. It's less artsy, but you've got more options into it. I like Adobe Ideas. It's got a really nice way of just opening up an image, writing loads of notes, and you can output it as a PDF.
Mm-hmm.
So you can resize it if you want.
Okay.
But the thing I was going to say was, if you want to replace a notepad, get a stylus. And the app, to be honest, is one half of it. But without a stylus, I was using an iPad, and I could feel myself getting an RSI in my right hand, because I was holding my finger at a very fixed angle in order to write on it. So I went through loads of styli just to find the ones that I liked the most.
Mm-hmm.
For note-taking, and the problem with styli is there are so many out there, and styli, they're like shoes. You know, one styli for me might be brilliant, the other guy might hate it.
Mm-hmm.
The AluPen by Just Mobile is very good, because it fits in the hand very nicely. Like a
that's the one that's got the funny little plastic disc at the tip of it, isn't
no,
it?
No, that's either the Daggy or the Jot.
The Jot. It's the Jot, yes.
So I like the AluPen's really nice. Feels like a big, thick metal crayon. There's another one by a guy on Etsy called ShapeDad, and it's called the Stylus Sock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a piece of fabric with metal weave going through it, and that's lovely. It feels really nice on the thing. The Pogo Sketch Pro is very nice for notes. And the other one that I really like Stylus Sock, Pogo AluPen. Well, the Daggy is really nice, and it's got like a plastic disc or the Jot, which is more like a technical pen.
Mm-hmm.
If you go onto eBay and search for fashion stylus, I have no idea why you got to do that. If you search for stylus, you'll get a million, and they're all the same. They've got that horrible plastic rubber tip.
Yeah.
Search for fashion stylus, you get a really nice one. It's like a Daggy. £2 for £2 delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a dental tool to an extent. It curves round. But for note-taking, it's one of my favourite.
Right, okay.
We've also got a suggestion from the chat room from Windrider, which is to use Siri to keep your notes, because Siri can make new notes for you through the voice interface.
That is true. However, if you're in a meeting taking notes, everybody's going to get a little bit sick of every time somebody suggests something, you have to then go, make a meeting note for next Tuesday. And yeah, that's not really going to work in the long term.
That's half the fun. Come on.
There was a lot of them there around using styluses and sketching on pads and things like that, which is grand. But certainly I'm reading the question, it'd be more about making notes as in pick up fish next Tuesday while I'm in a meeting.
Wonderlist,
yep. Simple Note, actually, I use Simple Note. That's a good one, yep.
Wonderlist, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here you go, I have to get a bit closer.
If you've got an app like Simple Note, that works and same with Wonderlist, they work across browsers. So
yeah.
Not only can you carry your notes around on your iPad and your phone, but you've also got them in Chrome or in Firefox.
That's very true.
Desktop, even no matter what OS.
And they're free as well. I'm sure Simple Note's free,
Simple
certainly.
Simple Note's completely free, yeah. And Wonderlist is free unless you want to go real man group-wise type thing, then there's a paid option. But
right. It's
not a lot of money either, actually.
Okay.
If you want a shopping list type app, and there's a great one called, Grocery List. Grocery List has a cool feature, and it lets two people share an account. So your partner can add the milk to your shopping list, and you can go and get it for them.
Sounds like cause for divorce, if you ask me. I added this to your list. Well, you didn't buy it, but I added it.
Notey. Notesy. Right, okay. Is that another note-taking one?
Yes.
Right. Right. Notesy dynamically linked to Dropbox, right? Is that free again?
I believe it is.
Right, okay.
Is that dynamically linked rather than linked? Is it dynamically linked to Dropbox?
Yes, it is.
Not linked.
So when you create an item in Notesy, it is linked to your Dropbox account. It's
linked to your
Dropbox account.
Clever stuff.
Awesome. Anybody else got anything to add to that? Shoki just appeared around the corner there.
Yeah, one I'd recommend that I use all the time is called Evernote.
How did that not come up?
Yep.
Yeah, works cross platforms. You can use iPad, iPhone, Android, PC, and Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And it will update itself on all those platforms as you make any changes.
Yeah.
Also, if you're using it on the actual, like a Mac or on your iPad,
mm-hmm.
you've got tick boxes in there as well.
Right,
so
okay.
You can assign tick box sequences to it. Which then means as you open it up, even on your iPhone, once you've marked off something, you can tick it and it clears it all off, loads it across, and it runs across all the actual devices.
Superb. And the other benefit with that, of course, is you can also put in like voice memos and you can put in photographs and things like that. So it's not just a note-taking app, so it kind of takes it a bit further.
It's the one I use 99% of the time.
Yeah. The one thing I don't like about Evernote, although it could have changed since I last used it, it's been a little while, is it won't let you add a new notebook from your iOS device. You've got to do that from the web. Is that still the case?
No, you can actually now do that direct from your iPhone.
Okay. I might give that a go again then, because that was critical.
Grand. Right. The next one. Oh, sorry. The one that I don't ask you about again. Right. Fire on.
We were talking about Shopness, and we use continually. Shop. It's free. Really good. So, you probably think this is rubbish, but it's.
Really?
Yeah. It's just. I've said this on the Mac show quite a few times. Shop, it's called.
Uh huh.
And it's free, and so it stores a list of things that you've written in there before. This has nothing to do with the question, though, is it?
He was no fire on. I'm enjoying your story.
Has it ever got anything to do with the question?
But it's really nice. So my wife will say, I'll say mistakenly, I'm going to Asda today or Tesco.
When you mean the pub?
Yeah. and then she sort of fires up Shop. And then she does the list of stuff. And then you can send it as a text message, or you can send it as an email. Then it comes through to my email, for instance. Then I can open it up in Shop.
Uh-huh.
And then I can buy the stuff. I know this doesn't sound very high tech, but it's really fantastic.
Has that really worked for you?
It's a Chinese chat.
Will, has it worked for you?
It works absolutely. I've been using it now.
He's over there, he's moved.
Well, it's these disembodied voices. It's like, you've got the other guy, he wasn't even here. Where's he then? Where is the other chap?
I don't think anyone ever uses these apps to email each other their shopping list.
It's Steve, you're here, Steve.
No one does it. No, anyone here does it.
Uses apps to do a shopping list.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yes. Shop. I tell you, it's awesome.
Does it actually? Do you actually use it weekly?
Yes, I would say almost daily.
Liar.
Right. No, seriously, I use it almost. Well, at least
so,
weekly.
Okay, so yeah, it works with you and your wife, does it?
Yeah.
Right. So your wife would know about Shoppy Shop, whatever it's called. So your wife would know what it is, Shoppy Shop.
Yeah, she's got it on her phone.
So what's the number? If I spoke to her and said, do you know what Shoppy Shop is?
Shop Shop.
That.
Yes.
She would say, oh, yes, that's the one I'm
not joking, Steve. We use it every week. Every week. Look, right, okay.
Make the call.
Right.
Make the call. Come on, let's put the money where the mouth is.
Hold on. Have we got the video thing going on?
No, it's make sure there. He's actually ringing the number here.
No, well, we
not
can.
Just like, oh, hello, wife.
Oh, hello. Look.
It's Will's wife here.
Will's wife's phone number.
Shop, 21 things I've got to buy.
Where's Ewan? His anniversary on that list.
come on, be honest now. Is there a load of shopping lists and some things?
It doesn't mean it actually is in use.
The only thing on this list is olive rolls and tea bags. What a party that's going to be.
It could have been a lot worse.
That's one hell of a life.
It is, isn't it? But I did get wasabi nuts, garlic roll cheese and cheese nubbles.
That's like one hell of a night.
I think it should have been nibbles.
Oh, well, so I think we've covered most bases there.
Where did that question start?
It was what do I use instead of a notepad?
Note Plus is very good as well.
Note Plus. Mm. Actually, what I really like is LiveScribe, just to add that in. And it's not an app, but it's a pen that you actually write on a piece of paper, and it's got a little video camera on the end of the pen, and you then dock it, and it then brings your document into the computer as a PDF, and then you can click on the text, and it plays the audio that you were hearing as you took your note. It's very, very cool. But that's not really an app, so it's not answering the question, but it's cool anyway.
So it's fair to say there are quite a few note-taking apps out there.
Yes, and I think there's one to cover everybody at the bash, and nobody's really got a particular preference. Actually, on saying that, Evernote got quite a few. Yes. So, yeah. There's a lot of nods here for those of you on audio. Yeah, most people are nodding. Good. Yeah, there's a collective nod. That's grand. Okay. The next one, and this is a problem I actually have as well, but we're not going to talk about that here. So I'm going to go on the next question.
Ooh, let's go back.
No. I want to search all folders on my Gmail on my phone, but I seem to only be able to search in the folder I'm currently have open. But in Gmail on the web, I can search all folders. I'm using the default mail app on iOS. What am I doing wrong? And as far as I'm concerned, because I have this exact same problem, he's not doing anything wrong. That's just a problem with the mail app on iOS.
Is that similar on Android? Because Google and Android is very similar.
Actually, interestingly, and I don't know about mail, but Docs on an Android device is almost as bad as Docs on an iOS, oddly, even though Google make Docs, and they make, as in Google Docs.
That's a shame.
It's not that great. Anyway, that's not in relation to the question. So.
Sorry.
No. But the point is, there a way to search all folders in your mail app? I don't think there is.
There is.
No, there,
oh, there is.
Well, you can continue search on this server, but basically... Yes, hello, I am the disembodied voice. Hello, I'm waving, you can't see.
Is that the guy in the shed over there? It's like a shed with a door closed with a person talking from it.
It's a portal to Edinburgh over in that shed.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Ah, I could go for a burger. Anyway, you can just keep on extending the search and extending the search as you kind of continue search on server. But depending on how many things you've got on your server, it could take all day. The problem is that your iPhone just doesn't hold all the messages, whereas when you're doing a web search through Gmail, it can search on the server and just return your results. And the iPhone doesn't have the access to Google service to do the search for you.
Yeah. So the answer is yes, but it's a long-winded experience. You might as well go on the web, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Will, you had a thought on that.
Well, I think you've answered it pretty much. Chrome now, available for iOS, does a great job.
I never thought I'd check in my Gmail in Chrome. I don't know why.
I do a lot of stuff in the Google space. Mm. I'm time with the kids. I know the language. Chrome for iOS works fantastically.
Bloody hell.
That's about it, really.
Will.
Yes.
Chrome's come out in the last... I'm over here. Hello.
He hasn't moved again. He's in the same place.
Chrome's come out in the last 2 weeks or so.
It only came out on Tuesday or Monday, I think.
And Will, you up to date? He's in with the kids. Blinking
I was with Google yesterday, actually.
Were you?
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Is that why you're bigging him up?
Does Johnny know?
Yeah, no. I went into the calf and it's amazing because you go there and you can have anything you want. Anything.
So was it better than the Apple experience?
Yeah. No. Yes, no. Yes, no. I think it's a lovely marriage between the two of them, personally.
Do Apple give you free food?
No, they don't. So I've done the Apple thing, corporate thing, and I've done the Google thing. And if we talk in canteen, Google win every time. Oh, it's true. Honestly, you can get any. It's like a real sort of. If you go to like an upper class deli, right? You go in there, and it's all there for you, and you can have whatever you want, free
beer,
free. It's like all you can eat, but you don't even have to pay anything.
Beer?
No beer. No, it's a bit
just spirits,
juicy.
Is it?
Yeah, no, none of that. No ice creams, though, and chocolate. So I can't remember.
Did you check M&M's, the shop list?
Jelly bean sandwich, is it?
Jelly bean sandwich.
Yeah, jelly beans, donuts. What else? Eclairs.
Are we just naming confectionery now, are we?
No, these are future Android operating
systems. These are past Android versions.
Yeah, yeah. So the answer to that question, although we weren't open to confectionery, the answer to that question is no.
What was the question? I can't remember now.
Exactly.
Well, seriously, what was it?
Can you search all folders in one go on your iPhone in Gmail? No. In fact, I don't think you can do it on iCloud Mail anyway.
You can in Chrome.
You can in Chrome?
Yeah, I've just tried it.
I said that. I said that about 10 minutes ago.
You get a really good interface for Gmail on Chrome for iOS, and I've just tested it.
Superb.
And it works.
So you can do a full search. So that's the answer to that question. You have to use Chrome to do it.
He didn't trust me, did he? I answered the question. You tested it.
I was backing you up, Will.
Anything else from the crowd before I move on to the last two questions here? Thanks for joining in. Really appreciate it, guys. Right. The next one is from PartyCat31. I thought Game Center was supposed to save your position in a game, but it's not working on my iPhone, iPad. What am I doing wrong?
Using Game Center, isn't it?
Well, there you go.
Awful, isn't it? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Game Center along with Ping, I mean, Christ, what were they thinking?
But they're bringing Game Center to the Mac now, so, you know, they're going to make it all better. Everything's going to be awesome. Honest.
Oh, well, okay.
It's going to like messages when it came to the Mac.
Does anyone use Ping anymore?
No. I never use Ping.
Does anyone use Game Center?
Yes, I... Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, because you have to.
You don't have to.
Well, you kind of do in some games.
No, there's the other versions are the same thing.
I only use Game Center because I got an astronomical score on Flight Control about 3 years ago, and nobody's managed to beat me yet. And I just keep on opening up. No, I'm still winning.
Are you Mr. Flight Control then?
Sorry?
Are you Mr. Flight Control?
I've not for years. It was like the first app I got on my first iPhone. But I've never played it. I think a couple of years.
Who wants to fancy a go at him tonight? Flight Control, mano a mano. Let's see.
Where's my water? I'd take a challenge on that.
Water?
Yeah. Do you not listen to any of the shows that I do? I've mentioned it on everyone. Thanks, okay. Steve.
Sorry.
Uh-oh. It's a great app. Where's my water? It's a little puzzle game from Disney. It's awesome.
Don't know it yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you can check out the sequel.
Have you top scored in that one as well?
Yeah, I've done quite well at that one. And the sequel, Swampy, and then there's the new one that's called Where's My Perry. But that aside, I'm trying to get some kind of sponsorship from Disney here, so it's fine.
But Game Center.
Yes, go back to Game Center, indeed. Yes, thanks for hosting. the problem is, it was supposed to be, though. Was that not the idea of Game Center? Was that if you played a game on your iPad or your iPhone, and then you picked it up on the other device, you were at the same position, you'd access the same amount of levels. Was that not the idea behind Game Center in the beginning?
Was it?
I thought so. I thought that was one of the big features of Game Center. No, I'm being told no, I thought it was. And clearly PartyCat31 thought the same.
It is the one area, though, again, Microsoft are just kicking Apple's bum on it. And Xbox Live is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Warfare 3 clan.
Crowbarred in there.
It's
nice.
Up and running for the British Network, which is Elmer clan. But it works really well. You log on, you know whoever else is playing, what game they're playing, and Xbox Live is brilliant.
I agree.
And Apple have not done the same
110% in Xbox Live being brilliant. However, Xbox Live has this exact same problem. If you've got two Xboxes and you've completed, I don't know, 3/4 of a game or a whole game on one Xbox, you still get all your achievements, but then if you fire that same game up on another Xbox, you start from scratch again. Now, you still got all the achievements, so the system, your gamertag knows that you've completed 45% of the game or whatever, but it doesn't access those levels, you still have to go back through.
Is that even with cloud saves, Paul?
I tried it with cloud saves, to be honest.
Because I thought that was the whole point of cloud saves.
Yeah. Yeah, it's possible, actually, with cloud saves. I don't know is the honest answer to that question. But no, the answer is to Game Center. I completely misunderstood the reason the Game Center was around, and this person did too. So I suppose that answers that question. You have a comment?
Just basically with regard to Game Center, the original concept of it was the fact that you could link users.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could log on yourself, you could then connect to anyone else anywhere else in the world, and you could then compete against each other.
Mm-hmm.
The long-term plan was that then it would actually remember where you were on your iDevice and when you get it crossed over to the Mac so that you can continue from where you left off.
Right.
But the original plan system and the first step was doing it where you can just link users.
Yeah, but I'm sure with iOS 5 it came that part came in where you were supposed to be able to... Yeah, maybe just game developers haven't done it yet. So I think we've managed to successfully not answer any of the questions so far. So move on to the last one.
Chess with friends is good. No, seriously. I'm not doing a tangent, boy. I'm genuine about it. Remember back in the... Well, you young things. Ewan probably remembers. Look at him over there. Chess by post. Right?
Yes.
Chess by post. So you write your chess move and you post it to your friend, wherever he is in the world. And then he makes the move and then he writes back the chess move and sends it back to you. Right?
Okay. Yes.
It's good. It's good. Chess with friends works on the same thing and you can play chess over the internet.
a bishop in a jiffy bag. Yeah.
Well, I just find it's one of those few things that is genuinely, I don't want to say life changing, but it's.
I'm glad.
Well, does your carer know where you are?
I'm not allowed.
Is this what they actually call care in the community?
No, but it really is good. So I've got friends I haven't seen in years and years and years. And, you know, he can send me a chess move and a couple of weeks later I can send one back and you can text each other at the same time inside the chess with friends.
Just in case anyone doesn't know, Will is standing next to a rubber doll with...
You can mock if you like, but chess with friends, I like it. And also they do Scrabble with friends or something. It's very similar. Words with friends, yeah.
Question for you, though.
So don't play that one. I'm not very good at chess. You know what you don't want to do with the chess with friends?
Go on.
You get the old chess program on your Mac, right? And when they make the move, you put it into that and see what the computer comes back with. And then you just...
And then back at you.
Mike, where's Mike Smith?
He's out to go, mate, but I'll tell him.
Yeah.
What if your friend is also doing the same thing
for the last
and your computer's just playing their computer?
Mike Smith, you're such
chess
a clever man.
Chess with people that don't deserve your love and attention.
I know, I never did that with Mike, but I thought about it because he thrashed me probably about 6 times on the road. I thought, right, I'll get you, you bastard. I'll fire up the old chess program and but I haven't done it yet. Don't tell him, though. Do you think I'll listen
to
this?
Yes. Internet, keep this quiet.
Yeah, okay.
Serious question.
All right, okay.
On the way here, Carl, we wanted to entertain each other on the train.
Surely there's an ergonomic issue there somewhere.
Like private time?
No, we were a little bit bored, so we thought, you know, Carl, come on. Let's entertain ourselves. And then the train stopped.
What happens in Birmingham stays in Birmingham?
No, the train stopped for 1/4 hour, so we were completely bored with each other. So we thought, what should we do with each other? We wanted to play a game over Bluetooth against each other, but we couldn't, so we just got on with it.
But got on with what? Well, it was in the station, so you couldn't use the toilet.
No, my question was, what Bluetooth game can I play against another iOS device? See, it's an iOS question.
All right, okay. You kind of came around the horn there a wee bit, but you got there in the end.
The horn, the obvious.
Come on, Carl, don't be embarrassed.
You know, I don't know. I've never played any Bluetooth-connected games, so I don't know the answer to that.
Me and you later.
Yeah, well, I look forward to it, sir. Anybody else? I actually have no idea about this one. Anybody, any thoughts?
Bluetooth games.
Sorry?
Bluetooth games.
Bluetooth games.
Don't say chess with friends.
No, I was going to say DS Lite does a great job of it.
You know, didn't have one of those.
No, I know, but I was just saying. The point you're making is perfect because I used to play with a friend. We used to sit, have a pint or a glass of wine, and we'd be playing card games across Bluetooth on our DSs. And why isn't that not in Game Center? Pulling it back.
There we go. Well
pulling
done.
It back. Why is it on a Game Center?
I have no pulling idea.
Back further, I think you can play Flight Control over Bluetooth.
Oh, well, there you go.
I offer
so there's the answer to your question.
I offered that to Carl, but he was interested in something else.
Did he want to play with your joystick?
It's not the camp gate.
Yes, pushing on. And the final question I have here, I am an IT trainer and I want to start using my iPad in my classes. What do I need to send everything that happens on my iPad to a TV or projector? Will I need a cable or do I need an Apple TV?
I'm not going to answer.
All right, okay, why not? Is it a tease? You're going to answer it next week.
I like the jump up and down that he did.
I was talking to a school this morning about that very thing.
All right.
Oh, Google yesterday, school today, will.
No, because no, I'll let somebody else answer it.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm dominating.
A cable. Right, next question.
That's the last one I have. Answer that. Once it's done, we're on. We're done. So
either or, depending on what you've got access to. Cable is a cheap way to do it. Apple TV is a great way to do it. We were talking about it on one of the shows a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Just go up to a projector. Saves you having, you know, whatever connectors you need to get.
To do it with an Apple TV, though, I think you would need a wireless network that you can connect to. So if you don't have that, you'd need to use a cable.
The great way of doing that is to carry an Airport Express with you, and you've got your own Wi-Fi in your pocket that you're already set up to.
As long as you can plug it in nicely.
Yeah, and there are two kinds of cable as well. You can get a basic VGA cable for iPhone 4 on your iPad 2 on your or an iPad on your, and then there's an HDMI cable, which is terrifyingly expensive as well.
Cool. There's another answer.
And there's another answer. Here we go.
Well, no,
is this relating to chess?
No, nothing to do with chess.
Is it related to rubber dolls?
You can create your own Wi-Fi network, of course. So if there's no Wi-Fi thingy, what do you call it?
Mm-hmm.
That
Wi-Fi network. Thing.
Access point.
There you go.
And you've got a Mac in the room, you can create your own Wi-Fi. And that works really well. And actually works better than iPhone, than sort of a public Wi-Fi or a... Whatever the Wi-Fi is available to, whether it's public or closed. If you've got a Mac, go on.
Have you gone on to buy mead already?
Mead.
Is this a new concoction?
Have you started drinking my mead?
So, Paul, hosting a show with Greedy on, you feeling me yet, Wiggly?
No, what are you doing? No, this is right. So, if you've got... This is right.
So
this is good.
Take it. He just carries on.
Game Center.
Sitting looking at the clock, and he's off on one.
Now the point being is, if there's no Wi-Fi point in the classroom, right?
Yeah.
And you've got an Apple TV that's connected to a HDMI projector, right? And you've got an iPad, but you've got no Wi-Fi. You can create your own closed network on your Mac computer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's a pretty sensible point.
It is. It's not really another way, though. It's just kind of filling in a gap in the suggestion that Andy made, I would argue.
Right. Bollocks, I'm not coming on the show anymore.
Right, okay. All that's left for me to do, I think, is to thank TechSmith for all their support and purchasing of everything for the bash this afternoon. Thank you very much. Thank you. Also, thank UK2 for picking up the bandwidth for British Tech Network and everything like that. I really smugly earlier on shouted over the top of Carl to tell him all the voucher codes, and I can't remember them off the top of my head. If you go into the BritishTechNetwork.com and you go into the support section, all the voucher codes are in there, so you'll be able to find them all in there. Also, if you use the British Tech Network and click on the link down the left-hand side or on the support section, sponsor section, and go into your UK2 account, that would be great because shows the clicks and things like that coming through us. And all that remains now, even though I just said that, so the next thing that remains now is just to where can we get a hold of everybody. So Ian, start off with you here. Can I get a hold of you, mate?
I am on the Twitters as Maniac Yak, ManiacYak.
I just love the fear and the expression in Will's face every time he talks.
Where the hell's that voice coming from? I still can't even figure it out.
Andy, where can we get you?
You can get me on Twitter as at Longball or through the London Mac user group at lmug.org.uk.
And finally, Will, where can we get a hold of you?
Worldofwill.com.
Right, okay. Anything else?
You know, I think one thing you should say at this point.
You stupid git.
Seriously, in all honesty, one thing you should say at this point.
And cut.
It stopped raining.
Yes, that's actually true, yes. Yes, it stopped raining.
Thank you, Steve, for that.
Yep.
And
I told you,
beer. I'm Paul Wheatley on Twitter, and you can tune in the iOS show. We're normally every fortnight, comes out on a Sunday, and it's somewhat more prepared, and I'll not be doing a live version of this show ever again. Thank you very much, and good night.